Hello, Moto, and hello, Rola. The mobile phone maker splits up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. The telecommunications giant Motorola was founded in Chicago back in 1928, but it's been losing billions of dollars because of poor cell phone sales in recent years. Today, it becomes two companies. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Motorola makes the Droid X, one of the hottest smartphones on the market. The company also does big business with police and fire departments.
Motorola has been number one in public safety radios since DIRT was invented.
Edward Snyder of Charter Equities Research says the public safety business helped keep Motorola afloat when its cell phone business was losing $1 billion a year.
The company would have never survived through the down cycle between 2007 and 2010.
In the split, Motorola Solutions gets the more stable parts of the business, like radios and scanners. Motorola Mobility will make the riskier gadgets, like smartphones. Matthew Thornton of Avian Securities says even the mobile business is looking solid these days.
They're not trying to be all things to everyone. They're much more focused and almost exclusively focused on the smartphone category, which is, you know, growing like a weed.
And he expects it to stay profitable, thanks in part to a new product, a computer tablet Motorola is expected to unveil this week. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Personal bankruptcies were up 9% last year. That's according to the American Bankruptcy Institute. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins us live from Washington with more. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
So not necessarily a bad thing. What do the numbers tell us?
Well, 1.5 million Americans declared personal bankruptcy last year. A lot of that 9% rise was increased filings out west, California and Arizona specifically. It is still rough for households out there, many still underwater on their mortgage debt. Having said that, here's the turning the page side of the story. That's according to economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
To some degree, it is clearing the proverbial financial decks. People are reducing their debt load so that frees up their future income to be able to spend more freely. The bad news is people are under still a lot of stress, but the good news is that stress is starting to abate, and my guess is next year bankruptcies will be down.
Bankruptcies will be down. Scott, does that mean the consumer economy will start to turn the corner soon?
Actually, Mark Zandi thinks it's starting to happen now. He sees broader consumer debt and delinquencies inching down, that consumers are spending more aggressively than we were in the dark, dark days. But you put two economists in a room, you know what happens. The folks over at the American Bankruptcy Institute think the number may actually increase this year.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up this morning more than 2% in London. Asian stocks also higher. President Obama will sign a food safety overhaul into law today. The law will let the government force companies to recall food that's deemed to pose a public health threat. A strong start to the year on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow jumped 93 points to close at 11,670.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. And by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com.
When the NASCAR season gets underway in Daytona next month, racing officials will be crossing their fingers for a big turnout. NASCAR was once the fastest growing sport in the country, but its popularity has stalled in recent years. From St. Louis Public Radio, Adam Allington reports.
Tennessee's Bristol Motor Speedway, one of the most hallowed of all NASCAR tracks, had a streak of sellout races dating back to the Reagan administration. In 2010, that came to a screeching halt. Jim Pedley is the managing editor of the online publication Racin' Today. He says the empty seats at Bristol are far from unique.
The last Talladega race looked 60 to 70% full. It's still 100,000 people, but there used to be a time when you couldn't get a ticket to a race like at, say, Daytona or Talladega.
And it's not just fewer fans at the tracks. Since signing a $4.5 billion deal with Fox and ESPN 4 years ago, NASCAR's lost nearly one out of every four TV viewers. During the 1990s, when NASCAR made its push for the mainstream, it opened tracks in places like Las Vegas, L.A., and Chicago. In 1997, racer Al Unser Jr. attended the first race at Gateway International Raceway outside of St. Louis.
The type of investment that has been made here will sustain the top form of auto racing for many years to come.
Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. Gateway saw its last race in October and is currently up for sale.
The NASCAR events just haven't been profitable for us.
Terry Harmison manages the track for Dover Motorsports. He blames Gateway's demise on the continued down economy.
If I knew all the reasons why people didn't come, I hopefully would have solved those and found some way to get them to come, but some people don't have any of that extra money to spend, or they got to make decisions as to where they spend it.
Eager to put the past behind them, NASCAR points to increased sponsorship revenue, including a multi-year partnership with American Ethanol. But as Jim Pedley notes, NASCAR's not out of the pit yet.
I think at this point, they'd be pretty satisfied if they could stop the bleeding. If you look at the TV numbers next year, and they're about the same as they were this year, I think they'd be pretty happy about that.
On the bright side, if you're a fan, you're in a buyer's market. Tracks across the country are slashing prices, hoping to fill seats. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And finally, from racing to trucking, the moving truck company Allied has come out with a list of the top relocation destinations of 2010. Turns out more people are moving to Texas than any other state. Colorado, Florida, South Carolina, Arizona, those round out the top five. At the other end of the spectrum, Michigan, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania lost the most people, according to Allied. Well, in New York, and I guess I'm the only one who still likes cold weather somewhat, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You know how when you call customer service and you get a robot on the other end of the line? Turns out the sound of that voice actually matters.
Voice quality does play a role in the initial perceptions of whether or not a problem will be resolved.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, improving the automated experience, and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.